grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah keep us with Iman. May Allah take us away from this world in the state of Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, resurrect us in the condition of Iman. All praise and thanks is also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who, my dear respected brothers, has made us in the ummah of His most beloved, chosen and selected. A mercy to the entire mankind, rahmatul lil alameen, khatim al-nabiyyin, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah. My dear respected brothers, our being a Muslim or being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not something that we have achieved, but it was merely by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody had a choice in this matter. Once on an occasion, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed that there was something very peculiar on his face. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Bilal, what makes you look like this?" So Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu answered, and he said, "Oh beloved Nabi of Allah, if the giving of Iman or Yaqeen or Hidayat was in the hands of men, who would have looked at me?" Then he went on further to say, he said, "Oh Nabi Allah, if Hidayat was specifically in your hands, then probably Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab would have got Iman first, and who knows when my chance would have come." Everyone who is a Muslim, my dear brothers, is chosen, is beloved. He is not ordinary. As far as Allah is concerned, the whole world of kuffar cannot equal the lowest Muslim. Until there will be one person on the face of this earth saying, "Allah, Allah," the day this world will remain, when there will be nobody to take the name of Allah, then this entire world, with all its beauty and adornment, will come to smotherings. It is said exactly like a human being has a heart, and that heart, that body will remain intact as long as that heart is beating. In the same way, as long as deen or somebody of deen is on this earth, this world will remain intact. Deen is the heart of this world. Allah has kept the success of men from before till the day of Qiyamah only and only, wholly and wholly, solely and solely, totally and completely in His deen. The total success of the entire mankind has never been related to materialism, nor technology, nor advancement, nor progress, nor material wealth, but only and only on the connection that a person has with Allah and His Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only in this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determined the success of mankind. You see, my beloved brothers, once Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, we know what punishment, what hardship, what difficulties he underwent. When Abu Jahl used to drag him over the burning sands of Makkah Mukarramah, and all that used to come out, it is said truly they could bend his hand, they could beat his head, they could break his leg, but his heart was solely to Allah. So whatever he did, from his heart only came out, "Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad, the one Allah, the one Allah, the one Allah, the one Allah." So on one of these occasions, when Abu Jahl was beating Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he said after he dragged him, then he kicked him between the ribs. So he asked him, he said, "Oh Bilal, if your Allah is true, why isn't He helping you?" I'm sure there's a question that the whole world is asking the Muslims today. And probably the question even comes into our own mind. So Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu answered so beautifully. He said, "My Allah wants to see if I am true." The ball is in our court, my beloved. To the extent we obey Allah, follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, the whole Quran, it goes without doubt. The whole Quran, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allahu Akbar. On how many places Allah has promised that as long as we are obedient to His orders and follow the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will grant us total success, total happiness. Beloved friends and elders, Allah is the owner of the sky and the owner of the earth, the owner of land, the owner of sea, the owner of wind,
the owner of fire. Wallah, nothing can happen if Allah does not desire. And everything will happen, provided Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits it to happen. A young sahabi was told by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam something to this effect, that if the whole world gets together to harm you, and Allah has decided to protect you, Wallah, you will be protected. And if the whole world put together decides to protect you, and Allah decides to harm you, Wallah, you will be harmed. If the whole world gets together and decides to give you, and Allah decides that you will not get it, Wallah, you will never get it. And if the whole world gets together to give you, and Allah decides that you will never get it, Wallah, you will never get it. This is the faith, this is the conviction, this is the yaqeen that has to enter the recesses in the bottom of my heart, your heart, and the heart of every single soul on the face of this earth. When in one of the battles, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, when the Muslims were about 60 and the Kuffar were 60,000, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, the suggestions were taken, should we go forward and fight or not? Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu answered so beautifully, and he said, I've heard Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying something to the effect that the person who recites kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he is alive. And the one who doesn't recite it is dead. What is one living against 60,000 dead? My beloved brothers, we have to make that effort. That la ilaha illallah, la khaliq illallah, la malik illallah. There is no provider but Allah. There is no sustainer but Allah. There is no giver but Allah. Life with Allah, death with Allah, sickness with Allah, health with Allah, happiness with Allah, marriage with Allah, divorce with Allah, whatever is with Allah, whatever isn't with Allah, whatever will be with Allah, whatever was with Allah. Allah is the great being. If He wants a far off thing to be brought near, nobody can stop. He wants a near off thing to be taken far, nobody can change. Allah is Allah. We have to believe in Allah as Allah is. A little story, an example. Allahu Akbar, we are not saying it comes from Hadith or Quran. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali, just a little illustration. He went to a well and he saw the level of the water was very low. The natural reaction, he ran for a bucket and a rope. As he did that, a deer came to the well. The deer looked down. Immediately the deer turned up. So Allah made the water come up. When Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali saw this, he ran to the well. By the time the deer had run to his fill and went away, he looked down. The level of the water started going down. So immediately he said, with great remorse and regret in his heart, he said, oh my Rabb, you treat me like this and you treat the deer like that. Both of us are your creation or your slaves. So you see, Allah also put a beautiful answer in his heart. He said, the deer looked at me and you looked at the ground. Brothers, jobs don't provide. Shops don't provide. Fathers don't provide. Mothers don't bear children. It is Allah who gives. It is Allah who teaches. It is Allah who makes. We have to get this yaqeen in our heart, this faith in our heart. $1 billion don't make you rich, except when Allah permits you to be rich. What you earn is not yours. What you eat is yours. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has never ever said that a better job will bring you more rich. Allahu Akbar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly said that rich is something which is in the sky. But what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the effect that that person who makes his salah, that person who performs his salah, salah is the thing which will draw your sustenance. In salah is the easiness of risk. And our friends, elders, we have to check our conviction and faith. Is our conviction and faith in the dollar or the pound? Somebody says the dollar went up, we become happy. It's got no bearing on our life. Our risk has got nothing to do with dollar or pound. Allahu Akbar, Imam Sufyan Thawri Rahimullah says something to this effect. If the sky is made out of copper and the earth is made out of lead, so that not one drop of rain falls and not one blade of grass grows, and if after that the thought comes into my heart that how is Allah going to provide, then I'm kafir. Allah doesn't need the sky. Allahu Akbar, but Allah who kept the people in the cave, those young boys in the cave, what a dog, alive for 309 years. Without food, no water. Without the need to urinate or excrete. Without the difference between cold and hot. For 309 years, Allah Ta'ala kept them alive. Without anything. And when they woke up, how beautiful the Quran says. When one of them said, I think I slept for a day. And the other one said, probably a part of the day. For Bani Israel, Allahu Akbar, Allah fed them food directly from Jannah for 40 solid years. Known as Man wa Salwa. It is Allah. We have to bring faith and conviction, hope and dependence, reliance and connection with one Allah, only Allah, the Maker Allah, the Creator Allah, the Sustainer Allah, and follow that Mubarak path, a time and design, exactly like my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar, a beautiful car comes out. That's the demonstration model. How to apply it, how to use it. The demonstrator comes. The demonstrator to the face of this earth. How to lead our life from birth to death, from morning to evening, be it the usage of a toilet, be it in the way of eating, be it what to eat or how to sleep. Allahu Akbar. A Nabi who came with the complete and perfected way of life, not leaving out any aspect to the minimum or the minutest detail. May Allah bless his qabr with nur, fill his qabr with nur, who left us, my beloved brothers, such a way, Allahu Akbar, such a complete way, such a complete way. Allah save us and forgive us. The time doesn't permit. I'll give you one, two little incidents, a little joke, probably not for a Friday, forgive me for this. But you know, somebody said that our position today with Islam has become such. They said somebody told his, he had his trouser which was too long, right over his foot. So he told his wife, he says, please sew it and hem it for me. So his wife told him what? Am I your slave or your servant? And I'm sure according to American rights, she has her rights also. So then he went to his mother because she said, I won't do it for you. He went to his mother. His mother said, I'm surprised. After you got married and before marriage, I'm still doing what I did for you. So anyway, he felt hurt. He went to his sister. She said, hi, bye. Oh, my brother, what's happening? So he felt a bit dejected. He hung the trouser on the cupboard or the wall and he went to sleep. So after a while, his wife's heart became soft. You know, it's natural, a person. That's why you say in Islam, if 3 days you don't speak to somebody, even if you're a very strong, hot person, after 3 days your anger does cool down. So the wife's heart became cool, so she said, she came there, she cut the trouser, she hemmed it. After a little while longer, the mother not knowing, she came, she cut the trouser, she hemmed it. And after a little while longer, the sister's heart became soft. So she came, she cut the trouser and she hemmed it. I'm sure we'll be left with a Bermuda pants. My beloved brothers, it might sound like a joke, but this is the reality of what we have done to Islam today. We take what we like. We do what we like. How can Allah's help come to us? How can Allah's mercy come to us? Deen, that deen which Allah brought, Allah has been risen, the greatest Nabi of Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Allah. It seems that you are becoming old. Allahu Akbar. Who? The Nabi of Allah, to whom Allah promised that Wallah, no Nabi will enter Jannah until Muhammad alayhi salam enters Jannah. No Ummah will enter Jannah until the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Jannah. That Nabi of Allah, when his hair becomes white and he looks to be getting old, and the difference between him and the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is 2 to 3 years. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I've been commanded by Allah. Allahu Akbar, first the king, commandment. To do as Allah wants. Am I doing as Allah wants? The Nabi of Allah is hearing. What is my condition and your condition? It is impossible. It is impossible for any Muslim. Allahu Akbar, look at the Nabi of Allah. At the time when he leaves this world, every little word that he had in his possession, he distributes. When somebody comes to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha and asks, oh Aisha, why don't you put some oil in your head? Meaning because of the dryness of the scalp. Aisha radiallahu anha says, Wallah, in our house we don't have oil to cook food. A pain in that heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted every Nabi a special dua, which he utilized on the face of this earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I reserve my dua for the day of Qiyamah. Like somebody says so beautifully, on the day of Qiyamah, when pregnant mothers will abort naturally, when nursing mothers will leave their offspring, Allahu Akbar, when mother will not recognize child, when father will not recognize son, each one in a state of what we call nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Allahu Akbar, somebody said, Allahu Akbar, person will go to Anbiya, prophet to prophet, prophet to prophet. He said, go to Sayyidina Adam, Safiullah, and all he'll say, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. Go to Nuh Najibullah, and he'll say, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. Ibrahim Khalilullah, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. Ismail Zabiullah, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. Allahu Akbar. Yusuf alayhi salam, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. Musa Kalimullah, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. Isa Ruhullah, Ya Rabbi Nafsi, Nafsi. And then they'll come to Muhammad Habibullah. And what he'll say? Ya Rabbi Ummati, 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 Ummati. And when you come to Jannah, Allahu Akbar, say his Ummati is forgiven. Somebody asked Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day of Qiyamah, I'm looking for you, where will I find you? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you'll find me on three places. Either at the Hawza Kawthar, that when my first Ummat will be coming, I will grant them Mubarak water from Hawza Kawthar with my own hands. Or at the scale, when their bad deeds exceed their good deeds, I'll lend my hand to the side of their good deeds so that their bad deeds fly up. Or I'll be there at Pul Sirat, when they'll be walking towards Jahannam, I'll be holding them by the strongest portion of the strongest grip, that is the hip, and pulling them towards Jannat. Beloved friends, we are his ummat. Every Nabi came to take his ummat to Jannat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and made an ummat that will take the entire mankind to Jannat. We have been sent and selected to the land of America, not to be employed as the shopkeepers, as the doctors, the lawyers. This is a necessity of life. We have been sent to this part of the world to love Islam, to lead Islam, to propagate Islam, and make Islam reach every single soul on the face of this earth, walking with such love and affection in our hearts, such mercy to mankind, like how Hamza radiallahu anhu, the person who made him shaheed, and that woman who had the audacity, Hinda, radiallahu anha, who had the audacity to chew his liver. Allahu Akbar, when Hidayat came, and the effort of Hidayat was, when Abu Sufyan accepted Islam one day before the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, and he came home, and Hinda, who was his wife, took the hair, pulled him by the hair of his chest and said, oh, you sati. And the next day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba entered the Makkah Mukarramah and the Haram, and what were they saying? La ilaha illallah wahda, anjaza wa'da, wa nasara abda, wa hazama al-lahzaba wahda. And all of them crying and asking forgiveness and begging forgiveness. Hinda and Nabi alayhi salam announcing, who is in the house of Abu Sufyan, forgiven. Who is in this house, forgiven. Who enters the Haram, forgiven. Who enters this place, forgiven. Hinda comes into the Haram. And unlike any coup or any conquer, there is no rape, there is no rob, there is no loot. There is no sign of anything except Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain, holding onto Kaaba and crying over the fasten. And not one among the Muhajirin, those who are originally from Makkah Mukarramah, even has the slightest desire to see his property that was his prior to Hijrat. Hinda comes and she says, Wallah, yesterday the person I hated the most on the face of this earth was Muhammad wa na'udhu billah min dhalik. And today, from all the people on this earth, the one that I love most is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, this is the object for which risk Allah has promised. Nobody will die until what is ordained and destined to him. No doubt we have to work, but we have to work as Muslims. Like our Amir used to say very beautifully in South Africa, Allahu Akbar, when he came to Canada, probably it's not the time to speak about it, at that time they were performing Jummah Salah on Sunday. Allah Shukar, he came after 25 years back to the same house, and the little baby who was playing in his hand was an alim. What I'm saying, in this continent, there are so many changes that have taken place. So many people have come towards Islam. If each and every Muslim, Allah, we are saying, become the best accountant, become the best Microsoft or whatever substitute, become the best doctor and the best lawyer, but first become Muslim. First become one. Let's bring Iman, let's bring Islam, let's bring the honor of Allah and the light of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, our talking will become a means of guidance. Our walking will become a means of guidance. our life will become a means of guidance. Who comes into contact with us will become a means of guidance. My beloved friends and elders, not only in the time of Sahaba Ikram, did one life means being spread in a place like India. A great saint by the name of Muhyiddin Chisti Rahimullah Ali. Allahu Akbar, in one destination, from Dhaka to where he is buried in Ajmer. The English say that 9 million people accepted Islam at his hands. If today this Ummah only realizes the purpose and the object for which Allah created us, to love Islam, to be on the deen of Allah, and to spread Islam, my beloved brothers, ordinary people like us, can become the means of one person being saved from the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. I just relate one story to you. In Australia, not very long ago, and the different ahwal, how we'll say, the conditions of the islands, Tuvalu and so forth, that are around Australia, were related. In one of those islands, there were about 300 to 400 Yemeni families who came there as prisoners 300 years ago, and eventually all of them became murtad. They left Islam. So one elderly alim who was sitting there started weeping. So they asked him, why are you weeping? He said, when Muslims die and are killed, there's one consolement or sympathy that we have as Muslims, that inshallah, they have become shaheed and they will enter Jannah. But what about that person who was Muslim and dies without iman? He becomes murtad. Isn't that heavier that hundreds of thousands of people dying and becoming shaheed? What is going to be his eventual end? Friends, the hereafter is real, it is forever. This world is short. The hardship of this world is also short. But the hardship of the hereafter, they say the whole world put together, Allah, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, is not equal to the length of one whoop in the hereafter. What if a man is deprived of Jannah, which is everlasting success? So for this, my beloved brothers, Allah, we need your dua. The ummah needs our dua. Everything minimum each one of us can do is to make dua for this ummah that is alive and this ummah that is dying. To make dua for the whole of the world, that is minimum. And the next, my beloved brothers, minimum. Those who are closely associated to us, whether it's brother, father, son, family, at least with sweet words, loving words, to get them towards the deen of Allah. And the other, if Allah gives us a bit of more time to work on our neighbors and our friends and our community, who knows, inshallah, what a pleasant sight it would be. That even in this place and every other city of America, if 100% men, women and children come into 100% orders of Allah, what goodness will spread, my beloved. So all of us make an intention for this, inshallah. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي جعل الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر القطب الأعظم في الدين، وبعث له النبيين أجمعين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بلغ ما أنزل إليه من ربه ورب العالمين، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين كانوا يصدعون بالحق ولا يخافون في الله لومة لائمين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر، لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك أضعف الإيمان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام، ما من رجل يكون في قوم يعمل فيهم بالمعاصي يقدرون على أن يغيروا عليه ولا يغيرون إلا أصابهم الله منهم بعقاب قبل أن يموتوا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام، أوحى الله عز وجل إلى جبرائيل عليه السلام أن اقلم بليلة كذا وكذا بأهلها، فقال يا ربي إن فيهم عبدك فلان لم يعصك طرفة عين. قال فقال اقلبها عليه وعليهم، فإن وجهه لم يتمعر في ساعة قط. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، قل العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. بارك الله لنا ولكم القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآية والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم، ملك قديم، بر رؤوف، ورب رحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل وسلم على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابك النجوم، بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابه لا تتخذوهم من بعدي غرضا، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر، والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا ضالا عن الهدى إلا هديته، ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته، ولا عدوا إلا كبته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح، إلا أعنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب، ثبت قلوبنا وقلوب المؤمنين على دينك. يا مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا وقلوب المؤمنين على طاعتك. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك، لم تملكنا منها شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا، واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل، واهدنا إلى صراط مستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا، إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، واغفر لنا، إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. قوموا للصلاة.